Okay, members, moving on to page 175. Public consultation rate capping. This is a response to the Local Government Association. Do I have a mover for this one? Councillor Valescu, do I have a seconder? Councillor Telfer, Councillor Valescu, you wish to speak? No speaking. Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak? No speaking. Anyone against the motion? Nope. All those in favour of the motion? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those against? 1. I declare that carried. Members, we're moving to page 181. Renewal of Management Agreement for Gallery M. Do I have a mover? Councillor Valescu, very keen tonight.
Yes, you've got
a mover, seconder? Yeah. Seconder for the motion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, my apologies, I haven't scrolled down yet.
I'll be moving the second, I'll be moving the amended motion to basically, well, the motion being that we enter into a new three-year agreement, but that the Red House Group retain in full the income generated from gallery fees throughout the life of the agreement, but still pay the council the larger amounts of sales subsidy, sale of the profit.
Is everyone clear on the motion? Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pfeiffer has seconded. Do you wish to speak? Okay.
Basically, the Red House Group has been in existence since 1994. From 2001 to 2015, they've been running the gallery as well as the Red House Group. They have worked with the Rams commercial, or the Rams Group. They've worked with one of the companies that ran the Marion Leisure Centre, but that wasn't recent. And they've been working with the council. They've been consistently working with us and been looking after that facility and supporting the creative community both in and around Marion. They are looking for this money because they need to spend money on their assets to do with the presentation, and they don't effectively want to ask for more money, but they would like a little bit more access to more funding, and they found that the gallery fees would be a reasonable amount for them to maintain their assets and replace some of their aging assets to do with display. I've worked with this group. They get a lot of bang for the buck that they are given. They are very sort of frugal group. And this arrangement of profit sharing, be it the fees and the stuff from the sales in the shop and the exhibition, is a hangover from the agreement they had with Rams, which no longer runs the organisation, which was a commercial agreement. So they were the managers of that facility over there soon after, I believe, it was built. So they just want a little bit more ability to maintain their assets. And I guess they still have the incentive to book in events because they do actually need to make money to realise this funding. They also do run exhibitions on behalf of the City of Marion, such as the one for Anzac Day, and there are exhibitions for which they don't receive any money, more of a community benefit. So I ask members for support of this motion.
Okay, I just want to clarify the motion because I'm confused, Councillor. I didn't quite get what you meant that you wanted option two, because there's two sections that refer to a second option. And the motion that's printed on page 182, can you tell me how your motion differs from that?
Looking at page 184, which is option one, status quo, and option two basically would mean, which is effectively part two of the motion, and we talk about option one on 183 as well.
Okay, that's great. How is that different from the motion that's been printed in the agenda?
I think...
You need to articulate it for me.
I think we... Okay, basically, I think there is a choice of two, but it looks like it's one motion, and it can be read as one motion. Basically, it's approving
your... Councillor, what's the motion? Like, I still don't get it. And everyone here is shaking their head. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Basically, what happens...
People here are telling me that what you're saying is already printed as printed.
Yeah, both of those, yeah.
Okay, so you're moving the motion as printed?
Yes.
So, okay. Which is already what option two encompasses. Okay, thank you, because we didn't want a third item coming into this. Right, so now that I'm clear, and I hope everyone else is clear, so we've got a seconder. Anyone against the motion? I need against or questions. I will take question. Councillor Crossland first, and then Gard.
Just a couple of questions again on finance. I can see that we pay the Red House Group, I'm guessing plus GST, about $150,000 a year. Can I just confirm how much rent we charge them for Gallery M and how much percentage of utilities they pay?
Through the chair, zero. We charge them nothing.
Zero for utilities rent.
You're getting nods, Councillor. That means I take that as yes. That's all free of charge. I've got Guard first, Councillor Appleby.
Yes, I was a little bit in two minds until I got down to the item concerning grants for cultural, et cetera, purposes that is in another item. And it occurred to me that these two could interlink. Is this therefore an opportunity to allocate a part of that grant to cover that $5,000 or part of the $5,000, perhaps in a $2,000 package, or not? Because it seems to me to qualify.
Okay. Where can you point us to where that is?
There's I just have a go to our agenda items.
You're in the community grants report.
And there's a whole list of grants. It's page 185.
Yep.
There's a whole list of grants.
Page 187, is it?
Yep. And there's guidelines associated, such as arts and culture. As one of the four bullet points on page 186. So I just wonder whether that is appropriate to err in that direction rather than just to say, right, well, we're going to waive the income.
Okay, well, I guess that's an accounting almost decision there, whether we take it from one pool and pay it to another.
Just to add to that, Deputy Mayor, that the obviously, if we do that, the total grant at the moment at least seems to be a fixed amount, so something else would have to give. But what I'm really saying is that it may help our coffers, once again, only small bickies, but every bicky counts, if we were to choose the better road.
Yeah, I think we're clear with that. Mr. Mifsud has a response for you.
Through the chair, and happy to get one of the community team up to provide further detail, but in a nutshell, they wouldn't qualify under the parameters for the business operations, so unfortunately that's not an option for council.
So operations are not included in those. Councillor Hull, you have a question?
Can I ask how many councillors have actually ever been inside the Red House? The Red House, yeah, the Red House Gallery. How many...
In the gallery, you're asking how many councillors have been in the gallery?
In the gallery.
Let's, anyone put your hand up if you feel like you
Red
want
House
to answer
gallery.
That.
There's only one Red House.
Yeah. You mean Gallery M, not the...
Gallery M, yeah.
Okay.
Red House Gallery.
Yeah, not the Red House across the road, across the way here, and, you know, just so people are clear. Yeah, okay, right.
You've had a look through the glass.
What's the point of your question, Councillor? Is there a point to it?
Oh, no, just
police proof.
Okay, thank you.
Just so I'm aware of the situation.
Thank you, Councillor. It's great. we move back to the motion. Do I have anyone speaking against?
Any more questions?
Councillor Byrum, I'll give you a question.
Thank you. So we currently are paying $135,968 plus GST to them every year. And we are paying their utilities. What happens about painting and redoing of the area between exhibits, and what sort of work do we pay for in that regard that is an ongoing cost to us?
Through the chair, there's no expenses to council with that.
Well, B, I did promise you a question. Was it?
That $135,000 figure, does that include the rent subsidy?
So there's no rent subsidy. When we pay that, we're paying a management fee for the gallery to be run. So it contributes towards the cost of the Red House Group running that gallery within the MCP.
So whatever the market value of the rent is, we could add on to that figure in terms of the benefit they receive.
That would be looking at a completely different agreement. What the agreement that we have in place is a management agreement where we pay a contribution towards the Red House Group delivering a gallery from the centre. So the market rent isn't incorporated into that fee. It's not a lease or a license.
Okay. So everyone's had plenty of questions. Councillor Crossan, do you have another question?
Notice this is a commercial arrangement with this group. Is this not something that could go out to tender so that other people could come up with running a gallery for us?
So, through the chair, it's not strictly a commercial arrangement. So the Red House Group is a community art-based group, which is not-for-profit. And what this arrangement is that council pays a contribution towards that, which contributes to the payment of staff. There is a lot of volunteer hours that go into the running of the centre as well. So it's not a purely commercial arrangement. It's a management agreement.
Okay, members. I think we've had enough questions now. Are we sure? This is the last call for questions. I'm not going to ask it again. We're going to go back into debate because questions are, we've had enough. You want to debate? Speak against?
Sure. I'd like to move an amendment to make it 2016 rather than 2018. The first line.
Okay, I'll take that amendment. Do I have a seconder for that amendment to alter the funding agreement with the Red House Group? Seconded by Councillor Carey.
I just add that obviously the first few lines would need to be changed as well.
So that you're entering a 1 year,
3 year.
Yep, 1 year, and then with the dates, I think we're pretty clear on that. Basically, you want to continue?
The reason I'm doing that is I don't think we should be locking ourselves into funding agreements for extended periods of time, given the tough economic conditions. And I think we're going to be under pressure to fund savings in future, and I don't think we should be tying our hands and cordoning off areas.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have anyone speaking against the amendment that has not spoken? I don't think there's many left. Okay, members, well, I'm going to move, put the amendment. All those in favour? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those against? 1, 2, 3, 4. And a division. So, Councillor Bilescu. Oh, no. It's not a motion yet. You're getting me a bit excited, and I like divisions. So the amendment becomes the motion, as the way it should. Councillor Appleby, I'm not going to bother closing it again. All those in favour of the amendment that has now become the motion, all those in favour, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those against? 3. I declare that carried. And was there a division called? No division. Okay, members, moving on. Community grants, page 185, members. We have a recommended motion on page 186, and I'm looking for either a motion that moves all three, or I'm happy to address them differently, however you see fit. Councillor Telfer, you have you're ready.
I move as per the whole three. I believe that they are part of a block. There has been quite a thorough scrutiny of all of these. I've checked, are they not in Marion, especially Thing Australia, Glenelg, and Writers Flinders, and Indoor Bowls Australia. I'm assured they're all within the city of Marion. They are a way that we spread the work that's done to volunteers and in kind. So I look forward to this being supported.
Thank you, Councillor. Seconder, Councillor Byron was quick off the trigger there. Do you wish to speak? Okay. Anyone against the motion? No against. All those in favour? I declare that carried unanimously. That's a quick one, members. Thank you. Okay, members, we're up to page 210. A request to fly the rainbow flag during the Feast Festival, page 210. We have a motion on page 210 with 3 points. Councillor Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Your Worship. I've got a small amendment I'd like to put. I'll give it to staff now. Thank you, Councillor Hull. I'd like to put a slightly different motion, shall I say. The motion that I'd like to put is number one, notes the reports of requests to fly the rainbow flag, and point two, endorses the rainbow flag to be flown at the City of Marion Administration Building on an ongoing basis. Removal of point three. Your Worship, this is quite a significant thing. This is not about political correctness. It's about leadership. It's certainly not about a colourful piece of fabric. It's about members of the community, our community, feeling proud of who they are. It's not about media. Quite frankly, I don't give a stuff. I don't hear anything about this in the media. It's not about the Feast Festival either. It's actually quite a bit bigger than that. Your Worship, I have homosexual members of my family. I have homosexual friends. This is a small action. Some would say that it's tokenistic. It's a small action, but it's a small action that actually means something to people. It's actually also a beacon of light to people out there, I think. Your Worship, we have 6 flagpoles out the front. We've got an Australian flag, a state flag, an Aboriginal flag, and a Torres Strait Islander flag. On the other two poles, we have 2 of the very, very boring City of Marion flags, which are just the blank white flags with our emblem on them. I think this is a good opportunity for us to actually actively use one of those other flag poles. I know that this isn't core business. Of course it's not core business, but to me this is about community leadership and us saying that, you know, there are people out there who actually see this as being a very, very important thing. And look, I'm a heterosexual bloke. So in moving this, I actually decided to have a chat to a homosexual mate of mine who only came out about 18 months ago. And I asked for his words on what the flag actually meant. His comment to me was that To me, the flag is about inclusion, diversity, and an appreciation of those that have gone before in pioneering equality and civil rights, including our own state parliament. This flag says that, quote, I'm still standing and I'm still free. It's about, that's exactly what this is about. It's quite a powerful thing, and I see this as being, this is the civil rights movement of this generation. It's very different, but similar to the civil rights movement that has happened over the previous generations. But this is our generation's civil rights movement, and that's why I'm absolutely passionate about this one. Thank you, Your Worship.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hull.
Happy to support it. Never did I think that when I was on council those years ago where we, I think they had one flag pole, that all six of them may be put to thoroughly good use to be representative of our community that we live in. I was certainly involved in the movement. It took two or three goes to get the Aboriginal flag flown, by the way. Had to bring deputations in and everything to convince the council today that the Aboriginal flag was worthy to be flown. You wouldn't consider taking it down now because it would be an indication that maybe we've walked away from our obligations to reconciliation. In this case, we're talking about a section of the community that has been neglected and downtrodden, discriminated against even, and I was really chuffed, and I do take note of the media quite a lot for this, that the Republic of Ireland voted recently to allow gay marriage, and that was a fantastic development in a once very conservative Catholic nation, still a Catholic nation, and here they are leading the way with acknowledging that in their community people that have diverse sexual inclinations. So, you know, I think at one stage I was probably a homophobic young man. You know, working at the steelworks in Newcastle. It wasn't until I started doing my nursing that I actually came in contact with gay people, both male and female, that made me realise that there was another section of the community that I hadn't acknowledged appropriately in the past. I think the community is struggling to do that. Our society is struggling to do that. And I'm just looking here, I did a bit of a Google about councils flying the rainbow flag. Certainly in Sydney or Mardi Gras, many of them have flown all the Mardi Gras, but we may be one of the first to fly it on an ongoing basis because gay people aren't just there for Mardi Gras. They're there all the time in our community, working with us, living next to us, and engaging in our community activities. So I just think it's appropriate that we do support this as a gesture, an ongoing gesture, not a tokenistic gesture of putting it up for a Mardi Gras or the Feast Festival, but it's actually an ongoing and enduring commitment to acknowledge diversity and sexuality in our community. I thoroughly support this, and I hope you support it too.
Hang on, Councillor. We just got a few facts I just wanted to provide members. So in the past, we've flown the flag on International Day Against Homophobia, I believe, and the Feast Festival. When we've flown it, Councillor Pfeiffer has correctly pointed out, we removed the sixth flag out the front. As the motion stands, it is suggesting that we fly the rainbow flag on an ongoing basis. Council staff protocol, and you have the direction here, members, is that the sixth flag is the one where we fly the Eureka stockade or other flags of significance on significant days. So you need to bear that in mind, that there is a flag that may need to come down on other days, and whether, I'm not sure if you want to put it in the motion, Councillor, whether it's the City of Marion flag is taken down, up and down for those other significant days, or whether it's this flag. And I guess that's, the choice is yours on how you want to manage that, but the staff would like some direction on that to assist them. So, Councillor Pfeiffer, would you like to add anything to that in your motion?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not sure how to word it up appropriately, but I think remove the other City of Marion flag for those occasions. Everyone knows who we are. We've got a bloody big sign out the front.
Okay, so point three will be that the City of Marion flag be removed on other significant days or other significant periods. Okay, so the City of Marion flagpole, flying the City of Marion flag, be changed at times of other significance or during significant events. Okay, so something to that effect. I think we all know what I'm talking about. So that is being altered by the mover. Is the seconder happy with that?
This only just shores it up, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Now, excuse me. Do I have anyone against? Councillor Appleby.
This isn't about homosexuality and whether you support it or not. This is about endorsing the Feast Festival. It's a sleazy and vulgar event. It even has a sleaze ball. It's advertised workshops on tying up rope bondage, BDSM basics, that's bondage, domination, sadism, masochism, exercising restraint bondage, round 'em up male genital bondage, male fisting. The guides have been pornographic in nature at times. The event has mocked religion. It's offensive to many in our community. It's vulgar, and we shouldn't be endorsing it.
Thank you, Councillor. I assume your facts are all correct. I won't question those. Is there anyone that wants to speak for?
I really can't believe that the items have been brought up like that for council. This, and basically what it is, it's trying to undermine, it's trying to paint a tawdry picture of homosexuality. When some of those things, you know, may have been covered not just within the realms of people that identify in that thing, but it's really just trying to paint those who realise they are same-sex attracted as deviant. And in order to do that, we find the most extreme examples that will upset the as many people as possible to try to tarnish people with that brush. And that's exactly the same thing that happens in government throughout the world that outlaw homosexuality. People that have to hide who they are, that are killed, that are persecuted, and that is why this motion is so important. And then you have people who, you know, and look, homosexuality doesn't stick to one side of the political fence. And what I find is really sad is, you know, when you see people having to hide who they are in order to pursue things that they believe in. And it's really sad, and I really feel sorry for them. And I don't think, you know, we are better in a society for that. And, you know, we've seen spats in federal parliament over this issue. Now, I understand and I do accept that as far as things like Mardi Gras, heterosexual men or men that identify as heterosexual find some of those things confronting. But why is that the fact? Why do they do those sort of things? It's the expression, I guess, of sexuality which people get, which people, heterosexual people, have as a given. You know, if we didn't make such a big deal about being gay, that people who identify wouldn't make a big deal about, we're gay. It's like, it's normal, this is who we are. and I don't think it's a very nice and accepting thing, and it doesn't show leadership when we go out and try to paint and demonise people based on a few extreme elements which are not in the confines of people's same-sex or opposite-sex attraction.
Members, we have just reminded the time it's 5 to 9, and we've got a few more items to get through. So, Councillor Garda, you are going to speak against. You're in my speaking list. A question? I'll take your question.
I will preface it by saying that I am very pro-liberationist. I'm very much in favour of recognition. I would be in favour of flying a flag, but I do ask whether all councillors are aware that we would be included or may be included in the Festival of the Beast program, which does have some pretty torrid material. I was copied that material by Councillor Appleby today, and it was, to me, concerning that we would be that far in acceptance of everything that is implied in the festival by actually having the council listed in that program. Having said that,
I want to take your question first. So the question to staff is, are we involved, are we in their program? You're saying we are in their program, or you're questioning whether we are in their program, and what elements are we involved in the Feast Festival as a organisation?
Yep.
Because it seems to be that's the point of the debate.
It seems that we are, from what Councillor Appleby has informed me about, and I'm just wondering whether all other councillors are aware of that, because an option could be that we fly the flag but stipulate that we don't want to be included in the program.
And I'm happy to take a motion without notice to that effect if you wish to provide me one. We're progressing well with our meeting, and I want to get to a couple tonight that people have foreshadowed already. Ms. Dixon is now going to answer the question for us first.
Can I provide a little bit of information, please?
We need to answer the question first.
Yes,
procedural. Need to answer officially, Councillor. So let me do that in your opportunity.
Through the Chair, with the Feast Festival, there is an opportunity if organisations are flying the rainbow flag that you can register that and take a photo, and that's uploaded. But there would be the opportunity for council, if you wanted to not register but still fly the flag. So it wouldn't be recorded on the website, part of the program, but you could still fly the flag if you wish to do so.
Sorry, Ms. Dixon, I thought the question was, are we participating in any further way in the Feast Festival? Can we have a clarification on that? Are we hosting anything in our facilities, etc.?
No, the Chair.
And the fact that there's an implication, at least, that we would be printed in the program.
Well, that sounds like it's a choice.
By default, it is a choice.
So through the Chair, if there is an opportunity, if councils or other organisations choose to fly the flag, you can register it, but the opportunity also exists not to register it. So you could still fly the flag, but not have it registered, so the Feast Festival organisers wouldn't be aware that Marion were doing it, and they wouldn't promote it.
But I think people catch on very quickly if we're flying it all the time. Now, I've got Councillor Westwood, then Councillor Hull. Councillor Westwood?
Right, just very briefly, I looked at the 2014 program, and our logo did appear on the program at the end. So whether it got on by agreement or not, I don't know, but it's there. So it would be quite true that it would be available to everyone in the world.
If we put it on is what I'm hearing, but it sounds like it was put on last time and council may not have been aware. Can we have some clarity on that, Ms. Dixon?
So through the Chair, what I assume happened last time in 2014, so a similar report would have come to council and council endorsed it, so it was flown part of the Beast Festival last year. and what was the opportunity is you could register it, but given the discussion tonight, there is an option for council if you wish to fly the flag but not have it promoted as part of the festival. You could fly the flag as you fly any flag, but not register as part of the Flags Festival. So you could separate that if you choose to do so.
Look, I'm going to take Councillor Pfeiffer first.
I'm happy to chuck in another point to say that we don't register it. Simple.
Point of order, Your Worship. The motion's already been moved and seconded.
Look, Councillor Appleby, there are meeting procedures.
It's been moved and seconded. I've spoken to the motion that's there.
So you would speak differently to the motion, would you? Well, what's your point, Councillor? I've raised a point of order. We've moved and seconded it.
It's not appropriate to change it mid-debate.
So you're calling a point of order on my call, okay?
Through the Chair, with the agreement of the mover and the seconder, they can agree to change the to vary the motion if they wish to do so.
Your Worship, I'm therefore happy to put in a point for that it's not, that our flying of the flag is not registered in any way, shape or form with any organisation.
In response, Councillor Appleby, I think what we try to do in our meetings is try and find a middle ground with our debate, and otherwise we'd be here all night with motion after motion. I don't think you would want to do that either. So I've got Councillor Westwood, Hull and Byron on my list. Councillor Westwood.
Okay. Now, I'm against the motion, I guess, at this stage, really. Mainly because voting against flying the flag isn't voting against homosexuality or anything like that. It's the feast, what's it called again? Feast Festival? Yes. Is really a particular group. It's not every homosexual in society. So I'm not really happy to represent our ratepayers and residents in flying that flag, because it's of a particular group. Should we fly every other group that asks us to fly a flag? So I don't think that the majority of people in our community would necessarily want to fly the flag for this organisation. So I have great reservations, so I have to vote against it.
Thank you, Councillor. I've got Councillor Hull next on my list, then Byram, then Valesco. I'm just making sure everyone's clear.
My enduring question to you, Mr Deputy Mayor, is that apart from acknowledging the letter from Feast, the rest of the motion has got nothing to do with the Feast organisation. It's all about the principle of flying the flag to recognise that part of the community.
Point of order, that's a comment, not a question.
It's a question, I want an answer.
Okay. So the answer to your question is, the motion was brought to us from a request by the Feast Festival organisers, right? The debate centred around that, and the debate has shifted from that as a result of going around the chamber. So that's the answer to your question. It was brought to us by the Feast Festival organisers. However, it seems the will of the council, or the will of the meeting, is that they do not want to engage with them, but have gone down a path to acknowledge homosexuality in a different way. And not through a festival that may be of concern to councillors. Okay, Councillor Byram, I had you next. Did you have a question or were you speaking? Okay, for or against?
Against. Yes, I've had quite a bit of heartache over this one over the last couple of days with reading it, and I have spoken to a lot of people in the community. I have to say I have a lot of friends who are in homosexual relationships, and even some of them are very hesitant about the Feast Festival and us being recognised as anything with the Feast Festival. No, we still have Feast Festival written up there, and I know we've got to make sure we do not acknowledge that we are flying it at all, so as they don't accidentally put us in the program. they're very clever, I must say, with their letter. Very good marketing and letter, but they really, with the fact of saying that they're not going to, they haven't provided theme for the year and they haven't provided what's in their program. I want to make sure that we never get into that program because basically we get on their roll call as flying the flag. We are endorsing their program and it's very important that we make sure we are not doing that. How can we be involved in anything through quasi-endorsement that we know nothing about for the next so many years? And we don't, we've got to be very careful for our citizens that we don't be seen to be endorsing something, and that might mean that we don't fly the flag during that week, because we have to be very careful that we're not seen to be endorsing something that that people are very agitated about having it flown at that particular time. Doing research into this particular flag, I wish Australia had gone down the track of so many other countries where the rainbow flag is not just for the homosexual community, but it's for all minority groups. And unfortunately, Australia didn't take it that way. Yeah, I'm very proud that we fly the Aboriginal flag. I'm proud also that we are the city of Marion and that we fly our flag. I would like to see that staying up because we are proud of being the city of Marion. I think this flag is not, the rainbow flag is not really significant enough to be flying all the time in place of even the city of Marion flag. So I really do have some problems in that regard.
Okay, my speaking list is Councillor Valescu, then Councillor Pryor. Councillor Valescu.
I'll clarify how us noting a report is endorsing an organisation. That's what I want to clarify. No.
Okay, so the question is, again, what's your question, Councillor?
And is how us noting the report and then just putting the flag up as a regular thing is and then saying that we don't register that we're supporting that festival.
That is a good question. Like I've said before to the other question we've had, the debate started off with a request from the Feast Festival. The debate has gone down a different path, arguably, and that's now the motion that's in front of you. So I'll leave it at that. Councillor Pryor.
I'd like to move an amendment where we remove point one, please. That removes any association with the Feast Festival. And it
I don't want to go around in circles all night, members, with amendment after amendment. So if Councillor Hull, do you agree? So this is really a motion by committee. Okay, I'll take that and I'm allowed to take it, so I will. It's because we want to debate what the issue is and we'll get it out eventually. All right, any final speakers? Anyone that hasn't spoken? Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, just finally, it's obvious that the timing and the way that this motion's been brought has been really poor timing, really. I'm actually going to be voting against this motion, mainly because I recognise the importance of the rainbow flag. It's flown on the days in which it has to be flown, nothing to do with feast. I'm also acknowledge all the other minority flags that we fly regularly, but I also take Janet's point that really we should always be flying the City of Marion flag. Other than building probably 40 new flagpoles out there, I don't have the answer, unless that's going to be an amended motion that we count up how many minority flags there are in the world. Can we put England on there as well? Maybe the Union Jack.
Okay, order.
I'd like the full one, because the small one, you could hardly see it. It's a bit like some of the logos we have. I just don't see where we're going with this. Let's keep building flagpoles, or let's just put each minority flag up on the day it deserves to be up there.
Okay, members, I'm closing the debate. Councillor Pfeiffer, you wish to close.
Thank you, Worship. I'll make this easy for you. Look, this Feast Festival may have been the catalyst for this coming up, but for me this has absolutely nothing to do with Feast Festival. The other name for this is the Pride Flag, and it's about being proud, and it's about being proud of who you are, no matter who you are. I'm proud of who I am too, for that matter. Look, I look forward to the day that I don't think this is necessary to have this out the front. I really, really look forward to that day, but at the moment, in the current climate, I think it is necessary to have this hanging out the front of our chambers. It's a flag for everyone, and you know what? I don't really care so much about what other organisations think. What I care about is the 19-year-old kid on the bus who's going past and struggling with their sexuality, and they see that sitting out the front, and they go, "Yes, I am proud of who I am." That's what I care about. And, you know, it's that kind of thing, it's that kind of gesture that actually means something to people, knowing that there is actually a community behind them.
Thank you, Councillor. All those in favour of the motion? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those against? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Division has been called by Councillor Appleby, we'll say. All those in favour, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Please remain standing for a moment. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. All those against, please stand. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please remain standing for a moment. You got them? Thank you. Please sit down. I like to see them get a bit of movement in. All right, members, we're turning now to page 213, a conflict of interest matter. Councillor Crossland, personal explanation, that's right. Sorry, I forgot about that. It's had a lot on my mind this evening. Councillor Crossland, you wish to provide a personal explanation to council. You now have the floor.
Okay, I'll try and keep this brief because I know everyone's read the report. So basically this complaint relates to my nomination to sit on a DPA committee that was discussing the Hallett Cove coastal protection area, and also a couple of other items which were unrelated to my local area. At the time of nomination, I only knew that it affected some part of the coastal DPA. No other details had been given. In my view, this nomination was correct, and I will continue to represent residents of Hallett Cove, even if they live near the coast. A complaint was subsequently made regarding my nomination. On notification of the complaint, I contacted Marion Council's planning department to obtain details of the DPA in question and to find out if, in fact, in their view, I had a conflict of interest. At that stage, I was informed by the manager of the planning department that the DPA had no effect at all on my property or me personally. I went further and sought further advice from Ms. Jarrett, and subsequently, upon her advice, I decided to withdraw from attending the DPA meeting. I didn't attend that part of the meeting. Once that part of the meeting had finished, I continued with my obligations for the rest of that DPA. I took the matter further and requested clarification to be provided on whether or not there would be what was the perceived conflict, and legal advice was sought. As you can see, the advice that came back was not that that this didn't meet the substantial test, and in fact I had a proximity conflict. I was unsure what the proximity boundary was, so because I have a number of coastal interests and quite a few other minor projects coming forward at the moment, I sought some clarity around this grey area. Unfortunately, the answer to the proximity area was not provided, and the area apparently cannot be defined. So unfortunately, this grey area just became a little bit greyer for me. In summary, I nominated for the panel as it affected residents living in my ward. Once a potential conflict was highlighted and the area in question was identified, I took the decision not to attend any meeting. I could not have foreseen a potential conflict at the time of nomination, as the area in question was not provided to councillors. Today, I still have been unable to determine a potential benefit or detriment to me personally with the proposed changes to the DPA. And I'd also like to acknowledge the assistance and efficient and effective way Ms. Jarrett dealt with this complaint. I'd like that to be recognised as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crossan. We'll just wait a moment for Councillor Crossan to leave the chamber because he has declared a conflict of interest. Thank you, Councillor Velescu. So we'll just wait a moment.
Councillor Crossan,
Well, I'm sorry, we're moving on with this item and unfortunately we don't have the other opportunity this evening.
I'm happy to move a motion.
You wish to move a motion?
That Council note Councillor Crosland's explanation provided on the Code of Conduct issue. I guess what I wanted to ask him was if he was comfortable that that be included in the report of some sort. Has to be? Okay, that's fine. Based on the explanation, Council will take no further action in this instance. Further, that Council investigate providing more information and more clarity and examples of potential conflict of interests that we may all face in future to avoid something like this happening again.
Thank you. Repeat the third one, please.
Basically, that advice examples be given to council to avoid preventable instances of conflict of interest occurring again. So really, and I spoke to Councillor Gard about this earlier, it's about degrees of involvement that we may... that may flag a potential conflict of interest. And on speaking on that, I think that is a very important issue, and probity and accountability is very important. And I don't think in any way should we shy away from this or try to water it down. But I think if we can have more information at our fingertips, that councillors do not have to go through the situation with... basically because they thought they were acting in the best interests of their community. So that's why I'd like some clarity, some examples. You know, what is substantive class? What are the potential alarm bells where we may need to step out or step away from a certain activity or motion or committee? I think that's very important. Because even though there might be situations that are... not founded on anything, even giving people the opportunity to question us goes at the heart of the integrity of the people involved, but also the integrity of the council. So if we can avoid those situations, I think it's very important.
Thank you, Councillor. And I think we should have plenty of examples from the last term of council to keep us entertained. But on your point about substantial class, you know the answer on substantial class, and that is it's hard to define, and it is up to the Ombudsman to determine what he believes is substantial class on that particular day of the week. So, Councillor Gard, you had a seconder for that motion? Okay, do you wish to comment?
This is... an important issue in a lot of ways, a lot of different ways, none the least being the viewpoint that our ratepayers get of councillors. I thoroughly uphold the need for clearly defined conflicts of interest. and I don't shy away from the importance at all. However, in a case such as this, where intentions were very good, I think we need to find a better approach internally with dealing with such matters. Now, I learnt only today from Councillor Crossland that the matter went via ICAC, which puts a quite different slant on it. We were forced down that channel. But for future purposes, I would not like to see unnecessary dealings with conflict of interest that can be resolved in better, less public ways. Because as soon as you look as if you may be about to ostracise a council, a councillor in his or her eyes, out come the media eyes, and rightly so, because they're looking for any story that does concern public interest. So I think we have to be very careful about demonstrating what is public and should be public, and what isn't public and should not be public. And I think this is a very good case study for that exercise, and we should perhaps be looking further at where that fine line is to be drawn.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have anyone speaking against the motion? Question, Councillor?
In regards to the motion, I did want, based on the explanation and circumstances, that no further action be taken on this issue. I did want to qualify why we're not taking that action, if I can, in point two.
Okay, so we're all clear on that. Any other questions? Councillor Hull.
Very quick comment. When this came
up... are you speaking against? Because...
Well, I think it's important to make a very quick comment. When this came up, and I was one of the ones voted to go on this panel, I raised the point about people being careful about their relationships and their involvement in any fashion that could be brought into question. Councillor Gard might remember that I've mentioned his involvement wearing two hats. Now, that's enduring. That's an ongoing consideration. And it concerns me that this is, to the best of my knowledge, the first time ICAC has taken an interest in the City of Marion. I might be wrong. That's the highest authority in the state. And I think it should be just a sobering reminder of our obligations in terms of our involvement. Now, Mr. Deputy Mayor, you should know better than most about how you can innocently...
Councillor, we're not here to talk about me.
...about being dropped into it where you could be excluded from being involved in the entire
budget. Regulation 16.5.
Councillor, I'll take your regulation.
The contribution of a member is not relevant to the subject matter of the debate.
Okay, I'll...
What section was that?
Regulation 16, Part 5.
I'll take that, Councillor, and in doing so, I will also add that, Councillor Hull, ICAC is not the body in question, and it's actually the Office of Public Integrity that you would be referring to if you were making a complaint that you've suggested that's the way it might have come forward.
No, well, we were told tonight that it came from ICAC.
Miss Jarrett would like to respond.
Thank you, through the Chair. Certainly the Office of Public Integrity first reviews complaints. They are then referred through to ICAC for further investigation, and then referred back to Council for investigation.
No, Councillor, we've moved on. We've moved on, Councillor. Thank you. Councillor Westwood, did you have something burning there? Or I see you waving at me. No? Okay. Members, I'll put them, have the, I'm not going to allow you to close, Councillor, because I think we've spent too much time on this. All those in favour? I declare that carried unanimously. Could someone please bring in Councillor Crossland? All right, members, we have no corporate reports for information or noting. We have a range of questions with notice that you've received answers for there. We've had our motion with notice already. Questions without notice, I will entertain something brief if there's a question.
Deputy Mayor, given the events of today on 891, I'd like for the council administration to take on notice.
Is this a question?
Yeah, the concerns raised by that radio program about bin inspectors, invasions of privacy, and the general image of the council being really put through the bin. So could somebody maybe give us a briefing about how we can better do this without attracting attention like we did this morning?
I'll seek advice from the staff to see if we have anyone here that's able to answer that question tonight, but it might be something we take on notice.
It is on notice, yes.
Okay, you'd like that taken on notice?
Yes.
As a motion or
no,
a question?
No, as a question.
Question with notice on how council can better educate the community.
Yes.
In the lead up, so that there's no misinformation in the media. Is that correct?
Well, obviously, one of our residents took exception to the fact that his privacy may have been breached. He felt that that was an invasion of his privacy, people going through his garbage bin. And the other thing is, Mr. Deputy Mayor, in terms of what's a fair cop, we've got no control over who puts what in our bins after we put it out. And, that's the other thing where we're getting stickers put on our bins, where if you didn't put that big bag of prawn shells in your bin, somebody else did that. Thank you very much. So I just think that it's... We need to review that.
Yep, okay. I think we've got the question, and certainly I know all about people putting things in the bin when they shouldn't. All right. Councillor Gard, do you have a question without notice?
Yes, it's sort of semi-without notice. It's a question that I did put to Ms. Jarrett some time ago informally. It concerns the condition of the boundary fence of the hopefully soon to be development at the Lorenzen site, and I wanted to know whether we have any particular leverage that can be put to the developer to tidy up that boundary fence and make good the fence, because it is clearly an issue for intruders. There has been somewhat of a level of assault, verbal assault on neighbouring children from intruders into that site. I am very conscious that there's a sensitive situation with the developer, and it's a very difficult one for Mr. Valentine to handle.
Yep.
But I do
think we've got the question. Are staff able to answer that, Ms. Jarrett?
I will actually take that on notice. We have been working on that response. Certainly, we're looking as to whether or not there are any provisions under the Local Government Act in terms of unsightly premises, etc., that may well be able to be undertaken. But we'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there for our questions. We had a couple of questions. It's always good to get a couple in a meeting. So I'll move on to motions without notice. Item 17... motions without notice. Councillor Hull, you've supplied a written one earlier this evening. Do you wish to move that, please?
Yes, as it's typed up, I'll speak to it. This is a motion as a consequence of a letter I received from the Friends of Warrapringa, who I've had contact with over many years,
and over a number of different phases of the Southern Expressway. Again, the Warrapringa site is threatened by encroachment, by the developments that are about to happen up there. They would like a couple of things to happen. One is that they want to ensure that we as a council direct our staff that that we will not entertain any encroachment onto the Warrapringa site with proposed works by DipTie, and that DipTie be advised of our position. And that's pretty much what that motion is going to say up there. We had DipTie visit us recently, and the focus of that, I think Councillor Telfer may have raised some concerns about the Warrapringa site during that presentation. However, it's becoming more of a concern that they want more land. They're not prepared to go the other way because that obviously means they've got to buy properties. But Warrapringa may be seen as a soft target in terms of making way, or I think it's some sort of access and egress road to their operation. So they're not happy about this. They've put up a fair bit over the years with the Southern Expressway going through there in two different stages, and now this. So they're looking for support from us to actually protect a very special part of Marion from any further encroachment by a roadway.
Okay, is that now on the screen? Yep. Okay, anyone wishing to second that motion? Councillor Crossland? Guard, sorry. It's getting late already. Did you wish to speak? Only if you really have to.
Only if I have to, yes. No, I think it is a very worthy motion. I think we did put it at the feet of Dipti when they came here a month ago. I certainly supported it. It would be an incredibly worthwhile and valuable demonstration of our regard for the Kaurna people in particular. I think I'm right in saying Kaurna? Yeah, Kaurna. Yep. Yes, I certainly endorse it.
Anyone speaking against the motion? I have a procedural motion to move an adjournment for 1 month. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Westwood, Councillor Telfer, can you please give us an explanation for your adjournment?
We have $5.6 billion project going ahead in our area. It is going to be wider, but we also have Flinders Drive coming around as part of that project. We need to have very clear maps from staff about what areas we're talking about, which infringements we're talking about, and what we are quite clear before we move this motion. It is very hard receiving a motion at an end of a meeting like this without facts in front of us, to be able to, without a map, to actually clearly see the impacts and be clear about what we're voting for.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're not going to debate that, so I'll put that adjournment procedural motion to the meeting. All those in favour of an adjournment? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those against? 2. I declare that carried. Okay. Councillor Pfeiffer, did you have something without notice? No, I thought someone else did. Okay. All right, members, we'll turn to page 226 of your agenda. The item is titled Positive Life SA Inc. Fitzgerald James Building, Glandor.
Can I just ask a probably a point of order question?
Sure. What's your point of order?
Do we have to have this
confidential, or can we have a vote whether it should be confidential or not?
Oh, we are going to have a vote right now whether you want to move into confidence. I'm looking for a mover to move into confidence if you wish to. You've got Councillor Westwood and Valescu, so moving Councillor Westwood and seconded Councillor Valescu. Councillor Westwood, okay, so it's a procedural motion. All those in favour of moving into confidence? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those against? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That motion is lost. So, members, give me a moment, I think. I just need to check on this one if there's anything we need to remind you of. Okay, so we're in public. There's nothing I need to remind you of. You've chosen to go that way. So you've got your paper that was distributed confidentially separately. So we're in public, full public view. You've got the motion printed on page 227. You have 6 dot points to that motion that was recommended by staff. You received this paper on the email reminding you to download your agenda if you haven't got it. It was at the bottom of that email that came out. The agenda link. Looking for a motion, I'm happy to take whatever's printed or an alternative motion, of course. What's the mood of the chamber? Do we need to suspend proceedings even? I'll go Councillor Pfeiffer, since I think you were just first.
Thank you, Worship. I'll just move it as written. Thank you. In moving this, I've commented via email to members previously on this particular item. You know, I think it would be heartless for us to turf an organisation out that does have, a positive life, and they do have such a positive influence on people within our community, people who are in pretty dire situations. And I think the fact that they've had the rug pulled out from under them, we have the capacity to show a bit of heart, and I think the intent of this motion does exactly that.
Okay, now we have a motion on the table. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Westwood, do you wish to speak?
I agree with those comments.
Do I have someone speaking against the motion? Councillor Rafferty.
I checked out the website in the last week or so, and I noticed that the service seems to be a service referral rather than a service provider itself, so almost like a middleman. And I think that if the state government doesn't think it's worthy of funding, then we shouldn't really be picking up the tab, because there are going to be significant cuts coming and we can't afford to pick up the tab for everything. So it's a no for me.
Okay, do I have a speaker for the motion? Councillor Valescu.
Look, I'd like to move that this... I'm a bit disappointed that we have decided to deal with this in an extraordinary way as far as leases go with other organisations. I think we have done that to our detriment, and I think this is a marginalised group in our society, and we just have to remember that. We should be happy that that this disease is not affecting a lot more people, and it goes to the leadership shown on both sides of Parliament in the mid-80s. We actually were able to curb this. But there are people that are suffering in our community, and the referral point's actually quite important, because it actually gets people to those services. So if we can give them the opportunity to stay in one place and look at how they're going to restructure under funding constraints that they have, I think it's very important. I didn't grow up, I'm not religious, and I grew up just going to Catholic school, and I remember what they taught us, that you look after the people in the most need. And I think we should be careful as a society that we don't start to forget that these are the people that are in most need, people, they're not an effective political group or anything like that. It's an organisation which provides for people that are shunned, unfortunately, in the community. And I think it's very important that we, you know, want to put maybe someone we know in this, in their position, and the benefit of the services that they would get. So, yeah, I'm happy to support this.
Thank you. Speaker against the motion, Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, I'm against this, and I'm pleased that this is in open session so that ratepayers can see that when the state government withdraws funding, Marion Council comes to the rescue and provide everything for free, so at least then other organisations that might be doing it tough can get free rent from us as well. Look, there's no doubt that these particular agencies are of a benefit. For some reason, the state government don't think that this particular one is worth supporting any longer. Again, we're making a decision not on a great deal of information. However, I've looked at their public documentation again on the website. I believe they've got something like, and don't quote me on this now because I haven't looked at it in the last week or so. I think they had about 160,000 still in their bank account. They've been hiring more staff over the last year for PR, media and things like that. I would rather see them pay their rent and maybe reduce their overheads other than rent, because the rent is minuscule compared with their other outgoings.
I'll take a speaker four if I have another one. All right, well, that's the end of the debate, members. I'll ask Councillor Pfeiffer if he wishes to close. He doesn't wish to close. Members, all those in favour? All those in favour of the motion, hands high so I can see properly, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those against? 1, 2, 3, 4. A division from Councillor Crossland. You can change your vote if you wish at a division. All those in favour? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold it there. It's now been recorded. Please be seated. All those against, please be standing. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's now been recorded. Thank you. All right, members, we have no late items. I'm going to declare the meeting closed, and for a first in this council term, I believe, it is 9:45.